Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I'm actually doing my podcast right now out on my screen porch. There is no place in the world prettier in the spring than Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm just telling you, it's flat out gorgeous. That's why so many people have second houses here. People that can live anywhere. This is the Friday CEO in review. Like, what happened in my last week? Where can I help you? I share with you typically the crap that I go through and how we fixed it. One thing I've been going through a lot is staffing, restaffing, and putting together the right team. And we've really been under siege the last 6 weeks. I haven't done more hiring than I've done in the last 6 weeks. But I talked last week about how we lost a high-level person, and I was not going to give into occupational terrorism, so I did not bring that person back. But obviously, you had to replace that person. And this is what I want to share with you. When you lose a staff member, it's always an opportunity to upgrade. When I talked to my partner last week and it happened, he knew what was on my mind right away. He goes, I know what you're thinking. You know, I know we're going to get somebody better. I said, that's the challenge. I said, we have a chance. We know all the areas this person lacked. We know all the strengths this person had. Knowing what we now know, we need somebody a little bit more older and more mature. And then I started looking at my partner and I started looking at the areas that he has strengths and the areas where he has weaknesses. We all have strengths and weaknesses. And I just came up with who I thought would be the perfect type of person for, you know, my business partner. And we interviewed talent and I did phone interviews, FaceTime interviews, and then I brought people into the office and bring them into the conference room. And so the person I hired, and I've talked about different positions on your team, I hired a blocking back for my partner. I hired a left tackle. And I told this guy that's exactly what his job was. I said, I do not want customers blindsiding so-and-so, the name of my partner. I know they all listen to it and they probably know who it is, but just I'm just going to leave that name out for right now. I said, I don't want him ever to be blindsided. It is your job to be the insulator between him and the client. If he gets involved in something, then you know it should be rare, but he shouldn't constantly take incoming fire. I said, obviously, if there's something he needs to know about, you need to let him know about it. But your job is you're the left tackle. You're going to take, you know, typically, you know, one of their pass rushers or their blitz, and you got to make sure he doesn't get hit. Now, why did I take the time to do that? Because I can hire anybody, and I can hire somebody who can do the job, but I never just want somebody who can do the job. I always say, knowing what I now know, I want to hire not only somebody who can do the job, but I'm hiring for the intangibles. And when I met with this person, I went through all the intangibles we wanted, the leadership we wanted, the over and above that we wanted. I even talked to him about retirement. Like, okay, when you reach retirement age, we can still keep you part-time because if you have leadership, you know how to deal with customers, you know how to solve problems, you know how to protect the partners from incoming fire, you will always have value within our organization. And you think about it, you're interviewing for a company and you have the owner of the company talking about what you're going to be doing 20 years down the road. This is a guy who could have went to work for anybody. Do you think he took the job for us? Absolutely, he took the job for us. He said, you showed me the next 20 years and how I fit and how valuable I was. And you identified areas of strengths. And when I talked about the football illustration, he said, I've played football offense and defense. He said, I understand exactly what you want. He said, and I can do that. I told him, I said, I want you to get an image in your head. I want you to picture this. Somebody's blitzing every day trying to hit this person over here. And that can't happen. And so I think, from where we were a week ago, we lost one of our top three most valuable employees. I'm telling you, a week later, we upgraded. And I'm telling you, we substantially upgraded. Because what did I do? I did, knowing what I now know, these are the qualities I liked in the person we had. These are the deficiencies, knowing what I now know, that I wish he would have been better at. He had very, very thin skin. You know, if we had customer issues, he was always blaming the customer, never took responsibility for it. And, you know, he had very sharp elbows. Didn't play well with others in the sandbox. It was kind of hard to put people with him. So he was kind of like, he fits the description I've talked about before. He was a mercenary. You know, you know he can do certain jobs really, really well, and that's fine. But, you know, playing with the other people, fitting into the culture of the company, things of that nature, loyalty, no, mercenaries don't have that. So if I may help you, when you're staffing your company, don't just staff the position. Staff the intangibles. Lay out situations that you go through and ask them what they would have done, how they would respond, and just take them a few layers deep. Anybody can hire somebody to do job A. You got an interview. You got a person in front of you. Think through your interview process. Think of the ideal person you want and what type of interview would it take to discover that person. Bring in partners, I brought my partner in so that he could interview as well. And I said, hey, take the floor, ask what questions you want. And my partner brought, you know, questions to the table that I hadn't thought about. But again, staffing, if you can't staff well, you will never scale your company. Your company going from 1 million to 10 million and 10 million above will be completely based on your ability to staff. And the level of staff that you bring on. 0 to 100,000 is personal sales. 100,000 to 1 million is you still being the biggest salesperson and a couple things go right. You start figuring out the product and or the service you need to be selling, and then you get to 1 million. But from 1 million on, it's the team. It's the team you put around yourself. I can tell you that. So take your staffing serious. Figure out a way when you run your ads to kind of vet through the people that don't, you know, that you're going to waste your time interviewing. You don't interview everybody. I don't interview everybody. There's always a qualification process. And then when I interview, again, I lay out the job that I want to hire them for, my expectations of it. Then I ask about here are the intangibles I'm looking for. I want to do problem solving situations so I can kind of hear how they would reply and respond. Every job that a person's interview could be different. What you're looking for and what I'm looking for can be different. But don't just do a standard interview. Dig a little bit deeper. Sell them on the vision of your company. Tell them where they could fit 20 years from now if they're everything you're hoping they would be. Ask them where they want to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. Ask them, what's the maximum responsibility load you could see yourself having? Press them, stretch them. Again, interviewing, staffing, it's one of the absolute key responsibilities of the founder of the company. 10 million and under for sure. 10 million and under for sure. But again, that's what you have to do. You want to build a great company. You want to scale it. This is Sean Castorina with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. What I do every Friday is I look back at my week. What did I learn? What would I do differently? What can I share with you? I want to take you behind the curtain. I've always said this. Failure is best heard through a secondhand story, and it is a hell of a lot cheaper. And you get to hear it through me. Again, thank you so much for listening. Rate it, subscribe to it, continue to listen to podcasts, tell others about it. It will change how you run your business if you continue to listen to this podcast. I really believe that. So again, we will talk soon.